B-Pod Studios.
Hello, K-Rock, you're on the air.
Hi, can I speak to Stan, please?
Speaking, how can I help you, sir?
Stan, my name is Dan Richards.
Hi, Dan.
And I was listening to your program yesterday.
Yes.
And you were speaking to a gentleman that believed that he possibly had fathered children out of wedlock.
Yes, I believe his name. Offhand, I can't remember. Do you remember what his name was?
As I heard it, was Robert Margoline.
Yes, you're right. That's exactly what it was, Robert Margoline. Mr. Margoline called in and said that he was a Fuller Brush salesman and had affairs throughout like a 25-year career.
Well, the reason that I'm calling is I was put up for adoption as a young child.
Yes, sir.
And for the past several years, once I got my hands on a computer, it started gnawing at me, wanting to know where I came from.
Mm-hmm.
And
that happens. You hear that all the time. You've probably gone through all your whole life wondering, who your family is.
Well, it's a curiosity. I'm not upset with the way that my life turned out at all.
Uh-huh.
The people that raised me are wonderful people, and I love them. But there's always the curiosity where you just wonder, just for reasons of are there any
right.
hereditary diseases or
that. Sir, are you saying that you could be Mr. Margulies' son?
I don't know that for sure. Where I'm at is I've been able to obtain a birth certificate.
Uh-huh.
And that was no easy task because they have all these privacy laws, and even as a grown adult and it's information that's pertinent to me, it's very difficult to get.
Sure.
And I've been able to get a copy of a birth certificate, and it lists as the father, and it's very scratchy writing, but it appears to me to be just the initial R,
mm-hmm.
and then Margolin. Margelen.
Yeah, that's well.
It didn't sound
like me to, sir. First of all, what's your name?
My name's Dan Richards.
Dan Richards. What would you like me to do for you, Dan?
I just wondered if you knew how to get a hold of the gentleman that you had on yesterday. It's a shot in the dark.
Sure.
But I'd just like to speak to him and run some things by him and just see if
completely understood.
Possibly. That this gentleman could possibly be my birth father,
sure.
or possibly
hold on just a second,
know a relative.
Dan.
But the name doesn't match up completely with.
All right, hold on a second. See if you can get Robert Margoline on the other line, will you? All right, okay. Dan, we're going to try to get him on another line and at least. Hook you up, and so the two of you can speak to each other and find out if, in fact, this is your dad, or we're on a wild goose chase here. So I'm gonna we're trying to get a hold of him right now. Is it okay? All right. Yeah, he's on the other line. I'm gonna bring him up right now. Mr. Margoline.
Yes.
Hello, Robert Margoline.
Who's calling?
This is Stan from the Stan and Haney Show at 96 K-Rock.
Yes.
You remember when you called yesterday?
Yes, I did.
When
were,
you heard about
were
this?
Were you thing? Able to get a hold of that woman that does the websites?
No, I was not able to get
a hold of I'd like to get that rolling. I appreciate you calling back.
I'm trying to get some things done because we just got an interesting caller. He's on the line. Mr. Margoline, say hi to Dan Richards. Dan, say hi.
How are you doing?
You recognize that voice, Robert?
No, I don't believe that I do.
He thinks, he doesn't know for sure, but he might be your son.
Well, I'd say it's anything's possible. Spoken to you the other day, and it could be.
Robert, hold on for just a second. Dan, tell Mr. Margoline what you know, some of the facts surrounding you. Robert, by the way, he was adopted, and there's a signature on the adoption papers that might be close to yours. Dan, tell him what you know.
Robert, what I know is, I have a birth certificate here in Kansas City, Missouri, September 9th, 1960, that is listing as the father on the birth certificate, and R. Margolin, and I realize that's a little bit off from your name, but I thought possibly if I could jog your memory with the Kansas City, Missouri, September 9th, 1960, and the birth mother listed is an Ida Norris.
Ida Norris, Robert. Do you remember an Ida Norris?
I believe that I do. I know I was doing some work in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
With the Fuller Brush Company.
Yes.
And during that time. It's going back a long ways.
Sure, but, 1960.
But I do believe that would be possible.
Right,
I cannot say for sure.
Right. Robert, Dan, anything else you can add to this that might jog Mr. Margoline's memory?
No, that's really the extent of what I know. I would just ask Robert if the name does mean something to you, if you remember anything at all about this.
Come on, Robert, you gotta know. Let's go. You wanted to find your kids. You wanted to, does the name mean anything to you?
Yes, it does.
So, hey, we might have a match here.
I couldn't remember for sure.
Stop beating around the bush. You know.
Ida.
You know.
Ada. It was something along those lines.
Right.
I don't know that this gentleman is my child, but
I think he might be.
I do remember that name.
Right. Hey, Dan,
what I'd like to know is if you do remember her, if you could tell me anything about her, because I think we agree that Ida Norris is my birth mother, at least according to this birth certificate, and if you had any thing that you could tell me about her.
Yeah, Papa Margoline, what about it? He'd like to know at least a little something. Oh, and by the way, Dan, Robert Margoline was telling us on the phone yesterday, he is a very wealthy, wealthy man, and you're entitled to everything that he's got.
If I could answer that. The question without you getting involved.
Well,
I believe I told
you.
Hold on just a damn minute.
Okay.
I think I told you yesterday I'd be a son of a bitch if I'm going to take an applesauce enema off of you.
Hold on. You just found one of your sons,
I
Robert.
Don't know that I found my son. But
you know
I believe.
You know exactly.
Can I get a word in edgewise?
I just want to know about my mother.
Yeah, tell him about his mother. What kind of a woman was she?
If you shut your goddamn mouth.
All right, but talk to the man. Talk to your son.
And what I'd say is your mother was a very kind and beautiful woman. And I have lots of fond memories of her. She was, as I said, very beautiful. She had beautiful black curly hair. Uh-huh. And she was a very loving person.
There you go.
As a matter of fact, she was so loving that she was very well thought of in the community.
Good.
And everybody loved her.
That's wonderful.
And I hope that makes you feel better. And
I hope so,
and
too.
She was just thought of fondly. As a matter of fact, we had a little nickname for her that we used as a term of endearment.
And what was that?
And we called her the bus because everybody rides.
Stop right there.
Stan.
Stan. Yeah, Dan.
This is sick. This is not a joking matter to
me. No, it's not. I've got Robert's phone number.
This is not...
No,
I pray to God that this man is not my father, because that's just crass, and it's horrible to say.
You have to go through legal matters now on this one, Dan. I've got Robert's number. We've got his address,
If you want to know more about your mom, she could suck the crawl off.
Stop it! Goodbye. Goodbye.
And good God, an ass that wouldn't quit. It was all pert and hung right up there in the air.
Goodbye.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
Well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. And I know I speak for Haney when I say I hope our president is okay and is...
Oh, I'm sure he's fine.
I just want to make sure he's all right. That is, that's a 70, how old?
Eight.
That's
nine.
This is a 78-year-old man that took a triple tumble today, and
it was a triple, and somehow,
and I just want
somehow he managed to fall up the stairs.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, you can joke around all you want, but that's a 78-year-old man that fell hard.
But
and so
also,
our thoughts and prayers go out to the president.
And you're absolutely right, Stan.
You know what?
Because
Stan and Haney
like this,
have a little bit of class.
That's right. We take...
That is not... You know, you can say what you want about him.
We take the high road.
He's 78 years old and took a hard fall.
Well... He took three separate falls.
Yeah, the triple fall. The third one almost face planting. And
what's your response to that?
Look at how he steps and look how I step. Watch how I run up ramps and he stumbles down ramps.
Yeah, don't try. You're 78. Do not go trotting up the. Look, I'm 59. I walk up those steps. I don't trot.
And.
But our thoughts and prayers with him.
With a clip like that, when you watch it, they tend to put it on a loop, so you see it several times.
Some people are doing it, not us.
And you start to see the uncomfortable details, where at the stairs, Air Force One, you have two uniformed...
And he tried to center himself. Before he went up the stairs.
Well, you had two uniformed service members that are just saluting.
Yes.
Then the president has an officer that follows him, stops at the bottom of the stairs, and has to hold a salute until the president gets to the top.
Yes.
And then salutes to release
him. Which he was able to do. So,
but
if
I'm that officer... Who's having to hold that salute? I'm going. Holy, what's he? Should I do something?
Yeah.
Does
what do you think
help?
Through your head after stumble two? Do I run up the steps? Then after stumble three, then you
stumble three may have been the worst.
Yes,
because that's why he was like splayed out.
I know. And our thoughts and prayers with him. That is not. That's a 78-year-old. Everybody, that's a 78-year-old man.
Oh come on, you know, man. We don't know if that was him or a hologram.
Oh, Junior, will you, and I don't ask you very often, and I don't. You have to admit, I don't. Would you?
Yes.
Would you do me a favor?
Oh, what?
Will you do me a favor?
I mean, I guess. Yeah. What is it?
Yes, you will.
Yes, yes.
Thank you. That means a lot to me.
How can I help you?
I need you. After this break, go and get Haney's prescriptions.
You're asking me this? You're asking me this?
He
can't ask me himself?
Felt it best because he knows that you get touchy about it.
So you need to mediate?
Well, it just seemed like you'd more readily say yes if he asked you for a favor.
No.
You said yes.
You can't go back on it now.
Yeah, well... I mean, I could walk back.
What?
As a matter of fact, could we have Mighty John coming on in less than 40 minutes?
You're going to need to hustle.
You might need to take off now.
You know, I have a sense of urgency.
I'm asking him.
Okay.
Like now?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Now.
Yeah.
Like this instant now?
It's just down the street. Look, between you and I know damn well he could have picked those things up before he got in here today.
Just woke up a little bit earlier.
Just a little bit earlier.
Just a little
no.
bit.
I know damn well he could have gotten it. I'm trying to keep him peaceable, and I figure if I go through you, you stay peaceable, and I can get through today with little or no problems from either one of you.
You see how thought out that is? How thoughtful, Stan.
Thank you, Haney. Could have gotten me. But
just could have woken up a little bit.
I understand.
Earlier.
Look, you and I both see that. It still makes no sense to me.
Well, I go myself, and, you know, it'd be frowned upon.
So if you don't mind, I'd appreciate that.
You know, since you're asking so kindly,
yeah.
I will gladly go get it.
Thank you, buddy.
Gladly.
Thank you, buddy.
That's something.
Shh. He hears your voice, it's automatically a trigger.
Yep. Yeah.
A trigger of anger.
Yep.
You know, what am I, a producer or an errand boy? What am I, a producer or your gopher?
What am I, a producer or Haney's bitch?
I didn't even go down that far. I'll defend him on that. I wouldn't go down that far. Oh,
I went down that far.
Let me ask you. I was talking to Rick Peterson before the show started when the whole thing about him yesterday and making a dub of something.
Oh, here we go.
Rick Peterson about to hit the floor.
Oh, well, that's been his whole life.
But he said...
Rick Peterson has been hearing it since he was a kid, too.
But he said, throw him another one. And I said, okay, I will. Junior, when you put a commercial or a song into the computer, it's given a cart number, right?
Yes.
Where did that come from?
A cart?
Yeah.
I don't know, because you have, like, actual carts that you, like...
What do you mean?
What, you like a shopping cart?
Carts? Yeah.
Like you'd throw them
all in
a cart?
Yeah, like an actual, like, bin? Is that why?
A bin?
Yeah.
Like a recycling bin?
Like, yeah, basically, yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. You can shut my mic off now.
A cart. And he said, you know, talking about dubs being old language in radio, a cart. They still call in the computer giving something a cart number. A cart used to be like an 8-track tape spool.
Mm-hmm.
And you would put it in a machine to play a commercial or a song.
So it's like a cartridge.
You know,
I
think he would honestly be surprised by the level of violence that used to go on in the control room when you had two turntables going on and you had multiple cart machines and a reel-to-reel.
Yes, sir.
And you're coming up on 10 seconds. Oh, damn it, that's the wrong cart. And you slap
it in
there.
Throwing it all around and slapping in the cart. The real old ones had the handle you had to bring down.
And then what people liked, which got a little clumsy when we had more than one person in the studio, is your music and your commercials came off carts, which you now know
is a cartridge.
Looks just like an 8-track tape as far as you're concerned.
Okay.
And so instead of the computer having everything lined up, you would have stacks of carts representing different hours for everything in order.
Yep.
And so, if one of those tipped over...
Oh, they spilled all over the floor. But if we're looking at... Because I got a computer screen in front of me. You've got a computer screen in front of you. Junior has one in front of him. Back in the day, and Haney remembers it well, even in this building, you had to my front right were the cart machines. You had stacks of cart machines.
Mm-hmm.
To my left were turntables. To our back was the reel-to-reel.
Mm-hmm.
And then on my left-hand side would be the telephone. and it would turn nuts.
Yeah. You would not believe. We were able to do basically the same show that we do today, but there was a lot more going on.
A lot more.
You would have been a lot more busy than you are today.
Yeah, but speaking of busy, if you can head out now and get his prescriptions.
Oh, yeah, sure, Sam. Anything for you, bud. Yeah.
Ideal.
Mighty John, the record guy, by the way, in about 35 minutes. Here's the deal, very quickly. And then we got to take the break. If you've saved your records, your 45s, your albums, and you can't throw them away, they're in your closet in a crate. You have, maybe you've bought a new turntable like me and get to play them again. Maybe you like the sound of vinyl and you won't throw those things out. Or maybe you're ready to throw them out, or your wife wants to throw them out, and you say, but there might be something valuable here.
Or Stan, don't let him around your records.
Yeah. Mighty John the Record Guy will come on, give you an instant appraisal of your records, albums, 45s. They have to be music, bands and music.
Yeah.
And we'll have him come on. We'll either take your phone call or you can text. He'll need to know the album and the artist, and he'll tell you what it's worth.
You know,
you might be sitting on something. You don't know.
I visit with my records about once a year.
Yeah.
And it is amazing the feelings that albums can bring back when I'm going through, you know, the one on top. Yeah, that's been there. I've seen that. But then you get to something else and you're like, man, I remember when I bought this. Nobody else had heard this, and it ended up being one of the biggest records of all time.
277-9600 if you want to call. Just throw the area code in front if you want to text. Mighty John, the record guy, in about 35 minutes. Grab bag is next. We're Stan and Haney.
The Garrett, Hawaii 5-0. Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rockbrook.
Stan here.
This is 86, calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We'll do the grab bag here for you in just a second. Mighty John, the record guy. In about 20 minutes, we're already getting people texting us about record albums they have.
And it's been too long. We haven't talked to him
in forever.
It's
been a couple of years. And he's been with us for like 25 years coming on. First time he was in the studio.
But we didn't know him then.
But we didn't know. We just knew him as Mighty John, the record guy. And he came in and was giving instant appraisals for record albums. But we thought it was a one-off. And then we went and started having him come on the show via phone, and we put two and two together and said, wait a second, that's the same guy that was in the studio 25 years ago. But if you have records, albums.
He's amazing, because you say, like, instant appraisals on most anything you can think of, he'll immediately be able to picture the album,
yep.
What it's worth, what it was worth, what it might be worth, what does it have to have on it to be worth something.
And that's why a lot of times, for the best appraisal that you can get on your album, is if you're lucky enough to still have it in your hand, because he may ask you a question. What's the serial number on it? What's the song track listing
on
it?
Yeah, he may ask you something specific about the label or the artwork on the album.
And somebody just texted now, and I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to ask about a Cheech and Chong album, and he does not do comedy albums or spoken word albums. Or records.
Soundtracks or musicals.
These are bands and albums and records. So if you have, it's music. And he'll be on with us in about 15, 20 minutes. If you want to text us, 239-277-9600. Or once he's on, feel free to call in and we'll hook you up and you can talk to him directly. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41, North Naples. Haney, I want to ask you, tell me if you remember this. I'm going to do a little throwback for you. A little flashback Friday. Do you remember when Willie Nelson did commercials for Taco Bell?
Boom. No, I don't recall that.
He did them back in the 90s. He was a spokesperson for Taco Bell. Here you go.
He got off the bus at the border, went up, drove the woman with the rose tattoo. She offered him a ride, and when he got inside, she offered him something new. A steak burrito supreme from Taco Bell, she insisted that he try it. And a new zesty steak melt from Taco Bell, he had never had nothing like it. And when he tried the steaks off Taco, all of a sudden he knew that he'd always be indebted for the rest of his life to the woman with the rose tattoo.
Willie can do anything.
Yeah. Would you buy a retro incatabulator?
Incatabulator?
Yes. Encatabulator.
Sure.
An incatabulator.
If the price was right.
There is actually no such thing, but the people of Rockwell Automation back in the 90s thought it would be a funny idea to get their salespeople to pitch something that didn't exist. And how would it turn out?
Yeah, but I'd have to get a bargain.
It is called the Retro Incontabulator, and it was done by the people over at Rockwell to put actually a full-fledged thing together.
So what did they make it look like?
I don't know.
Work has been proceeding of an instrument that would not only provide inverse reactive current, but would also be capable of automatically synchronizing cardinal gram meters. Rockwell Automation's retroencabulator. Instead of power being generated by the relative motion of conductors and fluxes, it's produced by the modal interaction of magnetoreluctance and capacitive diractance. The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fam.
It means absolutely nothing. There's no such thing.
But what a brilliant sales pitch.
Yep, they thought it would be fun to do that. They had a lot of, I guess, spare time on their hands. You like Drew Barrymore, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, we've had our ups and downs over the years.
I'm
but
sure we have.
I mean, we're in a good place now.
Good.
Thanks for asking.
There's a comedian named Mary Kelly who does a great impersonation of Drew Barrymore. And so she posted this. How would Drew Barrymore act if she got the wrong coffee order? In the style of how Drew Barrymore would handle it.
It's me, Drew. I just picked my latte up, and I think it might have oat milk instead of almond. So sorry to ask this of you, but do you mind remaking it for me with almond milk instead? Oh my gosh, you're the best. Thank you. I just don't want to bother you. I love being kind and spreading positivity, so I just feel so bad. You know what? Let me pay for the coffee behind me as well. For good karma. What's your name? Okay, I'm going to write a good Yelp review because you're just the best. Thank you.
Yeah, small doses.
Yeah, small doses. And I think if the two of you ever got together, you'd have to take her in small doses.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the state of Pennsylvania. An assistant district attorney in Pennsylvania was just demoted. Why? His bosses caught him, the assistant DA. His bosses caught him making DoorDash deliveries during work hours. And they demoted the guy. His name is Greg Shore. Here's the district attorney saying this is ridiculous.
What he has done is indefensible, thoughtless, selfish, and so stupid. It's senseless. He has DoorDashed during hours when he was supposed to be working exclusively for the Bucks County District Attorney's Office and the citizens that we serve. I don't know why he did this. Only he has the answer. And I'll admit to you that I'm very angry and I'm upset.
I'll admit to you, I'm very angry and upset.
Well, you can tell he's a passionate man.
But level-headed, isn't he? Didn't fire him, just demoted him. Trying to remember where this happened in Florida. I'm going to think about it. I think it might be Oldsmar. They've been in the news a lot lately.
Yep.
A 21-year-old guy here in the Sunshine State is facing charges after he attacked a McDonald's employee because his order of six McChicken sandwiches took too long to be made. And he went after the McDonald's employee.
He went to arguing and yelling at me. He went to pushing the door on my arm as I'm giving the bag to his friend. And I'm like, sir, why is you doing this? Oh, y'all was taking too long with my food. I don't know what y'all was in there doing. Over six McChicken and a large fry that was not called for.
I agree. That was not called
totally
for.
Totally agree.
Everything right now is just a hair trigger.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Did you see the scene over at the Lauderdale Airport?
What, all hell break loose there?
Yep. They made
They
made everybody get off a plane, and so they, you know, as a pain in the ass flying anyway. By the time you get on the plane, you think you've made it. And if you got to get your luggage out of the bin and leave the plane because of somebody else, you're not going to be happy. And so they have all the people that have been told to get off the plane there with all their carry-ons standing behind the, these little lines. And then finally, they parade off last the two women who caused them to be bounced from the plane. And so the whole airport erupts in boos.
Sure.
And they're being escorted by a sheriff's officer. And you can see him. He spots the trouble, but just a little too late to try and keep the separation between the two ladies being kicked off in the crowd. One of the two ladies being kicked off ducked under the sheriff's arm and went and punched a woman square in the face, and then her friend got involved, and that's what we're living with now. It's because they weren't wearing their masks properly. They were doing the old let the nose breathe.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. We have proven to you that we can get actual sounds from Mars with the rover up there. Because it has a microphone. It's not the digital stuff coming back. It is an actual microphone picking up sounds. We've played clips for you before. I have audio.
I wonder if they'd tell us if they heard, like, wolves at
maybe.
Night.
Well, let's see. Maybe something can be heard. We have audio of the Mars rover driving. Now, keep in mind, the Mars rover travels at 0.1 miles an hour. 0.1. Incidentally, that is three times faster than any rover we've ever had up there.
Well, that's just reckless.
So, does the rover, as it's moving, make sound? Well, the answer is yes. Here it is, roving. You can hear it creaking.
Like a refrigerator.
Yep. Here, I have a little more sound. And you don't know. What if a sounds pick up? Here, look. Exclusive sound.
You know what? That should be a feature. That should be playing on Mars.
It should be. Let whatever's up there hear it. AMC.
But that's the danger. You know, think about that. The people that said, hey, you know, we should have a microphone on this and see what kind of sounds there are. Do you really want to know?
Yeah, I don't think you do. Or any sounds reply.
That mask, you know, that microphone there picking up. It sounds like a refrigerator. And then in the background, you're, oh! What are you going to do about it?
There's nothing you can do about it.
Not like you can turn and flee at 0.01.
Yep. 0.1. AMC movie theaters are going to be opening back up around the country this weekend. Great news. Here's a little friendly reminder.
Enjoy our treats galore.
From 6 feet away or more.
The chocolate bars and the candy have been dunked in fresh hand sandy. So don't cough on anybody or say goodbye to AMC.
That was from Kimmel.
Did you see that they're allowing amusement parks in California to open on a limited basis?
Yeah.
But if you go on a roller coaster,
yeah,
you are advised there is no screaming or heavy breathing allowed.
How do you stop that?
I'm not joking. You'll be asked to leave the park.
Leave the park without being refunded.
Yep.
When
no
we...
screaming or yep. heavy breathing on the roller coaster, please.
Peter Mug North bringing us the grab bag.
Then what's the point?
When we come back, we will be joined by John Marshall, Mighty John, the record guy. He can give you an instant appraisal on that record album you can't throw out. Or if your wife's threatening to throw out all of your old vinyl, you might be sitting on something. Find something that you have and let Mighty John know, and he'll give you an instant appraisal on your record. We'll have him on when we come back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
And that about describes it. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Glad to have you along, Friday edition. Mighty John, the record guy, if you want to call in, feel free to do so, 277-9600. Or if you'd like to text us, feel free to text us your record, and he'll give you the instant appraisal on it, 239-277-9600. He has been coming on this radio show for 25 years. He is Mighty John, the record guy. John, welcome back.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. It's been a couple of years since we've had you back on, and Haney and I...
It's been too long.
We're in the studio, and we're saying we need to get Mighty John, the record guy, back on, and we're so glad you're still there.
I'm glad I'm here, too.
Yeah.
The thing is, Haney and I were talking about this, and I had just heard it going through our archives. I think it was 1997, you went around to a bunch of radio shows, and you actually came into the studio with us back then.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. We've got people...
How's life been treating you, John?
Yeah, everything going good?
Everything's going well, yeah, no complaints. I hope, guys, you are doing well as well.
Yeah, we are. We're still plugging along, and both Haney and I, COVID-free, we're all healthy.
Yay!
Couple of things before we get going here with our texters and our phoners. First of all, you can go to John's site, moneymusic.com, moneymusic.com. And I looked at it today, John. That's a crowded website.
A lot of info there, yeah.
A lot of info, and you have each day you post, a record of the day that might be worth something?
Yes, every day we do that, so you can get an idea of where the money is.
Exactly. Let's start off with a couple of things that I have just naturally...
Well, think about it. Mighty John has been coming on this show for 25 years. And in those 25 years, I would imagine that values of many records have gone up.
Are they going up? Are they staying the same? What are they doing, John?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yes, overall they go up, and time is the great factor. The death of a recording artist or any notoriety generally does not affect value. And it's the ones that are really worth money that continue to go up. Certainly, you know, Elvis and the Beatles and the Stones and Bob Dylan and people like that, they continually are going up in value.
A couple of things also. Tell me, because Haney for Christmas got me a new turntable where I could bring out all my old vinyl. But so many records now outselling CDs, and yeah, they're reissuing them, 180-gram vinyl, colored vinyl, limited stuff. A lot of the new records coming out or the reissues have the old band covers on them. They're the original gatefolds on. Any value to those, or we don't know yet?
Well, they certainly sell for a lot more than the original sold for. But generally when they reissue an album, they'll change something so you'll know it's not the original issue. And in the price guides that we put out, we list all changes so you know exactly which issue you have. For example, every Beatle album has been reissued at least 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And each time they'll change something, where an album that may be worth originally $400 is less than $20 because of the change. So
gotcha.
It's important to know what issue you have. What's going to be collectible 10 years from now? Everybody asks me that. Wish I knew. just buy what you like. That's what I tell people. Buy what you like. And if it becomes collectible, great. But whatever you buy, keep it in good condition. Don't write on the cover. You know, don't, you know, put a drink on the cover. Because it's the condition that's going to make all the difference.
Now, you did mention that as artists pass away, that may not have that big an impact.
Right.
Well, what about Van Halen? Is there interest in that now?
Well, there's only one album that's really collectible by Van Halen, and that's called Summertime. And it came out the same year as their 1984 album and also contained the hit Jump.
Okay.
And now the 1984 album with the baby picture on the cover and the cigarette pack, and that's no more than $10. But the Summertime by Van Halen containing Jump, that'll go up to around $300.
Well, I've never even heard of that.
Me neither.
It's on Vampire Records, came out of Canada, and didn't do as well, obviously, as 1984.
Go ahead. And another thing you always said is that generally imports are like not collectible, but this one is.
Well, Canada and the U.S. I mean, generally records, there is established values for Canada and the U.S.
Wow. Okay. Well, we learned something today. I've never heard of Summertime.
We don't think of an import from Canada. We probably should.
John, go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
Okay. Basically, the imports that we talk about that have no established value are from overseas, Germany, Japan.
Gotcha.
England,
so is Summertime basically the same record as 1984 under a different title? The same songs?
No. But it does contain the song Jump, which was also in 1984.
Huh. John, I was at a used record store last week, and I just bought it because I wanted to have the album, and it was Fleetwood Mac's Mystery to Me.
Yeah.
I got the album home, took the album out of its sleeve, I believe Reprise Records.
Right.
And the label is side two on both sides.
You know, I get questions like that every week, which shows you that it happened very frequently. It is called a mislabeling. It does not make it more collectible. In many cases, collectors consider them to be imperfections with no value. But most collectors will establish the same value as a regular copy.
Okay, yeah, because I was trying to put it on the turntable, and I said, I'd like to go with side one, and both of them said side two, and I'm like, are you kidding? So a pretty common thing.
Pretty common.
All right. Let's go to a phone call, and then we got a bunch of people texting us. Ahoy, you're on with Mighty John the Record Guy. What do you got?
Hey, MJ. How you guys doing?
Good, Jay.
I've never listened to you guys. This is real interesting. I was a big record collector for years. I used to collect all the Mobile Fidelity, Sound Lab stuff. Got some Beatles stuff of that. But listen, there's one that I can't find the value on. It's by the Tornadoes. The Telstar, and it's sealed. It's on the London Blue label.
Yes.
And
first of all, break the seal. You're never going to hurt the value of any album by breaking the seal. Many times we can tell the value of an album by the color of the label or some printing on the label, but if we can't see it, we can't tell. Split the seal, leave the cellophane on, and also if you keep it still sealed, you run the risk over time of the record being so tightly confined that it presses against the cover and
leaves a
circular impression of the record on the cover, which will ruin the value of the cover.
You've always told us that, John. I mean, you'll see the circle on the album cover, and it actually hurts it. And, leaving it sealed actually can hurt the value.
So in this case, Telstar, the Tornadoes, was a big instrumental hit. The album itself is worth up to $100.
All right.
Okay.
There you go, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
No problem. 277-9600. If you either text or call in, we can hook you up with Mighty John, give you an instant appraisal on your records and albums. We got several of them via text here, John. Texter wants to know, Molly Hatchet's debut album, Flirting with Disaster, any value?
Well, that's not their debut album.
I'm just reading his text. I know it's not. Flirting with Disaster.
We're not flirting with any big money. I wish I had better news for you. In the $20 to $25 price range in near mint condition.
Gotcha.
But you know what's interesting though? regardless, it may not be much, but they probably paid around $10 for that album. So, I mean, it's not horrible news.
Yeah, and I mean, that album new would have sold for around $3 to $4.
Yep.
Yeah.
From our text line, John, I have Aaron Neville, Tell It Like It Is, LP, yeah. On the Parlo label.
That's the original label out of New Orleans. Yes, it is worth up to $400.
Wow. $400?
Yes, I'm telling it like it is.
You always do. And
it's always surprising.
And here's the thing, as John has told us before in the past, you know, the value, you might not get that, you might get more. It's what somebody is willing to pay for it. But I will tell you right now, if you look on social media or eBay or anything, those people look for this stuff, and yes, they will pay that if it's in good shape.
Well, you know, many times, you know, it's not an exact science. You know, what we've done in the last 40 years is track record auctions and use the database of about 2,000 collectors who submit their sales, and that's how we come up with it. And that's the way it's done with baseball cards, comic mm-hmm. books, or anything like that.
Yep.
But I'll give you an example. I was doing a radio show a month ago, and I said, Jimi Hendrix, Axis, Bold as Love, monocopy, up to $1,800. And somebody called up within 5 minutes and said, you're crazy about that Hendrix album. I said, well, probably. He said, I just sold it on eBay for $3,300. Yeah. I said, well, what are you complaining about?
it's what somebody will pay. Let me ask you, because I have a texter here, and we got more calls on the line, and I'll preface this before I get into the specific. Is there any value to records that were released on National Record Store Day?
Can be. It all depends on how many were released, and we haven't seen any substantial jumps. Could we wait for a lot of them to be resold before we can establish any higher values in the Record Store Day price? But I always tell people on Record Store Day, look for the collectible artists, Beatles, you know, Elvis, Stones. And if it's selling in limited editions, then chances are they will be much more collectible 10 years from now.
The one that this person said, Tom Petty's Kiss My Amps Volume 2.
Yeah, I don't think so now. He has a Wildflowers album, which is not that old, I think from the 80s, which is up to around $200 already.
Okay.
But I'm not familiar with that one being worth much more as of yet.
Okay, let's go to the phones, and then we'll take them back and forth, time allotting. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Bill from Naples.
Bill, you're on with Mighty John the Record Guy. What do you got?
Hi, Mighty John. I got three I want to talk to him about. I got a 6-vinyl unopened box set of Eric Clapton's Crossroads.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a Rolling Stone Sticky Fingers with the zipper.
Okay, go ahead.
And I have the Blind Faith album with the Naked Child.
Okay, well, that's a girl. She's not the most attractive little girl in the world.
Yeah. I think it was Ginger Baker. I think it was his daughter. I'm not sure who it was.
Ginger Baker's daughter, yeah.
Yes, that's what I thought it was. Yeah.
What do you got for him, John?
Well, a lot of people think that's worth a lot of money. It's up to around $40. With Sticky Fingers, it's going to make a little bit of a difference whether it's a printed zipper or an actual working
zipper. No, it's the actual working zipper.
Okay. Still, a lot of people think that's worth a heck of a lot more than it is, up to $25. And the Clapton box set, 6 in the set, you'd be up to around $50 to $75.
Okay.
Yeah, but you should never get rid of that. That's
never.
That is a great collection.
I wouldn't sell any of them, but I actually saw the same box set, the unopened, you know, vinyl that I have. They got it on Google for $381.
If somebody is willing to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
Thank you, buddy. Oops, sorry, I actually knocked
the trick
off.
With all is you
get, who's willing to pay? John gave an example of somebody that paid over the estimate. Some people
pay
under the estimate. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dave from Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Dave from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Thank you for listening, Dave.
You got a stick pin, Dave?
Dad, do you have a stick pin on our map?
I don't think so.
Junior, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. What do you got for Mighty John?
I've got a Beatles white album I purchased circa 1980. It has white vinyl in the Capitol record label opposed to Apple.
Well, white vinyl, Capitol is a reissue of the original Apple. So even though it's white vinyl, and I believe all of them were white vinyl, so that's not going to make it unique, they're up to around $50. The original on Apple, if it came with a poster and the four pictures of the Beatles inside can go up to around $300.
All right.
Okay.
There you go,
buddy. $50
it is. With the original White Album, I always look online too. Because they have the serial number, and they say the low serial numbers are the valuable ones. Those were the early ones printed.
Right.
Where's the line drawn? If somebody has an original Beatles White Album, what number, because they were all stamped, number should they draw the line at where it's not worth that much, or now I'm getting into valuable numbers?
Well, I don't think there is a demarcation line, really, because not that many of them were numbered. There should have been a sticker on the cover as well indicating that it was numbered. And if so, we'd be up to around $2,500.
Oof. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Ahoy, who's this?
This is John from Fort Myers.
John, say hi to Mighty John, the record guy, and what do you got for him?
Hey, Mighty John. I was in a thrift store and bought a record just for wall art, I guess. But it was Introducing the Beatles. It's on the VJ record label. You know, I did a little research, and it said if there was a shadow behind George Harrison, it was original. So, you know, somebody wrote their name on it, but I put it in a frame. Is it worth anything?
Well, the easiest indication, there are more counterfeits on the market than there are originals. The original came out in the fall of 1963, and by the spring of 1963, there were more counterfeits than there were originals. So here's what you got to do. Look at the label. Forget the shadow. Look at the label. If the words Introducing the Beatles and the Beatles is printed above the hole in the middle of the label, it's an original. If the words Introducing the Beatles and the Beatles is separated by the hole, then it's a counterfeit. If it's an original, there are 15 variations of the original. Minimum value would be up to around $350. The big one to look for is the one where the back cover pictures, instead of listing the titles, pictures 25 other record albums, not Beatle albums, but record albums. Those can go up to around $10,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. First of all, you got to find out whether you have a counterfeit or an original.
Yeah, I asked John about that about 10 years ago, and I thought I was sitting on top of a gold mine. Counterfeit. See ya, buddy. 277-9600. I'm going to hold off on some calls. We have some winning. I'll go back to the Absolute Law text line. John, this texter, I have a Beatles Magical Mystery Tour with the original picture book in it.
Well, it's going to make a big difference whether it's mono or stereo. Far fewer of them in mono. A mono copy can go up to around $500. A stereo, if it's an original, up to $175. Now, here's a case, again, it's been reissued so many times over the years. An original issue in either mono or stereo will have a black label with a rainbow band.
Mm-hmm.
But if the label is orange, green, or purple, it's going to be under $40.
Boy, I mean, there's, like you said, John, there are so many different variations out there on a lot of these. Let's try to get a couple of more in with the remaining time we have with Mighty John, the record guy. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, my name's Carl.
Carl, say hi to Mighty John.
Hey, Mighty John. How you doing?
Good, Carl. What do you have?
Hey, I got a Beatles Master Recordings box set, 13 albums.
Yeah. The box set itself is going to be up to around $1,200.
Whoa.
Yeah, an original.
It's original? You're set?
Well,
yeah, it's a numbered set.
Yeah, is it from Mobility?
Fidelity Mobility or something like that.
Yeah,
it has a picture of each of the tapes from each of the recording sessions.
Yeah, individually, the albums in the set on Mobile Fidelity would sell $150 to $200.
All right, there you go.
Right.
You get to see, boy. You know what? Whenever we have you on, they go nuts, and time is of the essence here. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's John in Fort Myers.
John, you're talking to Mighty John. Quickly, what do you got for him?
Well, I don't have the album anymore, but one I remember from growing up was the Boston album that had the guitar on it. It had a picture of the guitar on there, a hologram or whatever it was.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the name of the album.
Boston. It had the picture Boston. Of the guitar with a hologram on it.
Yeah, nothing by Boston right now is going to be extremely collectible. Great band, but that doesn't make them worth money. up to $30.
Okay.
So is there like, once you get past the Elvis and Beatles area, it seems like the prices go way down?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, certain artists, you know, even today, Prince, Madonna, people like that.
What about like what I consider to be the last pure rock record, Appetite for Destruction, Guns N' Roses?
Well, again, it had two different covers. If it's the Crossbones cover, it's no more than $25. But if it's the robot cover, which shows a robot attacking a woman, then it'd go up around $75.
Well, that's inappropriate. Robot shouldn't attack women.
From the Absolute Law text line, real quick, John, Aerosmith, this, he must have a DJ copy of it. Aerosmith's Draw the Line, and it's stamped not for sale on it. That's a DJ issue, right?
Well, in order to be considered a promotional copy, the words not for sale or promotional copy must be printed on the label. If it's just stamped on the record, it doesn't count.
Ah.
But even a promo copy for Aerosmith right now wouldn't add more than $10 to a store-bought copy.
All right. You know what? I got to get you back on more often because Haney and I are swamped with people that want to ask, and we're out of time.
Well, let's ask because I want to get one in the next generation. What about, like, Thriller? It sold a ton of records.
Yep.
Is it worth anything?
Yes. Over 50 million sold, but still a regular black vinyl copy worth up to $30. Picture disc with Michael's picture on the vinyl can sell up to $400.
Jeez. Tell everybody your website, what you got over there.
If you don't get anything else from this, your old vinyl is not worthless.
Yeah, don't toss them. You have so much information on your website, Mighty John. Tell them about it.
Well, moneymusic.com, the big item that we put out is a disc you put into your computer, and you can look up the values for over a million records. 1995, we pay the shipping, and it's right on the homepage, moneymusic.com.
Mighty John,
great
John
website.
Marshall, it's a great website. You're a great guy, and it's great having you back on. It's been too long.
I look forward to the next time.
All right, Pally, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye. There he goes, Mighty John, the record guy. It never fails. People, keep your vinyl. This guy called up Junior. Oh, we're ready to throw this stuff out. You want it? Keep
it. It may not be worth $1 million, but if you've got a collection, it sounds like there are very few records that are worth under $10.
Yeah, I know. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got something from the local beat. Happened up Clearwater way, where spring break might be getting a little out of hand, and the cops have had it.
Oh, please, Stan. Corona is so last year.
Stan, it has nothing to do with Corona either. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition. Less than 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, and we're going to do the local beat here in just a second, but this starts on Monday, so be aware of it, you bartenders, you hot bartenders. 96K Rock and Rusty's Raw Bar and Grill looking for the hottest bartender. Is that you?
You know.
Oh, they know.
Now, there may be somebody that disagrees with you, and a cat fight could ensue.
Upload your photo starting on Monday through April 23rd, and tell all your bar fans and family that
you
can.
You're going to say fly.
No. And, you know, you got a few bar flies in there. Tell them the same thing. You can vote once an hour. The top 16 finalists will compete for $500 on April 29th at Rusty's Raw Bar and Grill at 7 p.m. in Cape Coral. One bartender will take home that cash, $500, and be recognized as the hottest bartender in Southwest Florida. Go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock app, and it'll have all the details. But on Monday, start uploading those pictures.
There you go. Let me put that back there so it doesn't fall over. He's kind of being keeping to himself. Are you upset today?
Well, he's been a good boy.
You'd be upset, or is there something?
Dude, I'm just trying to be a good boy today, man.
All right. Did he get everything you needed?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Got back just in time to call Mighty John.
Yeah.
He's doing good.
Yeah. How was traffic out there?
It was all right.
Okay. Very peaceable today, and that's got me worried. He's usually fighting for mic time. Let's do the local beat.
Well, you're not saying you want him to be boisterous, are you?
No.
I mean, I'll fight for it if you want.
No, you don't have to fight for mic time. You never have to fight for mic time. If I think you're getting too much mic time, I have the button right here. I just shut you off. So, don't you know, when I feel you've had enough mic time, just cut it off.
Are you quiet because you're happy, or are you quiet because you're up to something? Or are you?
I'm actually in a good mood today.
Okay, yeah, really? Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to cut you off.
Well, why would you do that if you're in a good mood?
What are you?
You're determined to not let that good mood stand. Not on my watch.
Go ahead.
What are you, daring him?
Yeah.
Now that's power.
Yeah, that sure is. This is ridiculous. And the Spring Breakers love it. Because this has gone viral big time. This comes to us from WFLA TV in Tampa. It happened on Clearwater Beach. There's video to go along with it. The headline reads, viral video shows Florida spring breakers helping handcuffed man escape from police cruiser.
Oh.
Dateline Clearwater. Florida spring breakers have gone viral in a video after helping a handcuffed man escape a Clearwater police cruiser. The TikTok video has more than 10.9 million views as of this morning.
I'd like to see it.
There it is. The video shows a crowd of spring breakers surrounding a police cruiser on the beach. Two men walk up to the cruiser, and one of them opens the door. The man inside the cruiser, identified by Clearwater police as 18-year-old Dominica Glass of Lando Lakes, steps out of the cruiser and takes off running down the beach with his hands still handcuffed behind him and the crowd cheering him on. Make sure this video goes up.
If he weren't so screwed, it would be funny.
Yeah, the police aren't happy about this. So, yeah, he takes off running. The crowd is cheering him. He's still cuffed. Police say they caught Glass within seconds, and he faces charges of escape, disorderly conduct, and resisting an officer without violence. Now, the man seen in the video opening the door of the police cruiser was identified also by police as one 18-year-old Adam Assad of Oldsmar. Police said Assad was bragging about his actions, stating that he was going to be famous.
Yeah, and he's right.
Yeah, Assad has been charged with aiding a prisoner escape and resisting arrest without violence. I'm going to be famous. Well, at nearly 11 million views, he's becoming famous. Now,
when your last name is Assad.
No, that's his first name. Oh, no. Yeah, his last name's Assad.
You don't want to be famous in the United States.
No. Yeah, Adam Assad of Oldsmar.
I wonder how many lists he's on now.
Oh, he's on several lists. Now, what do the cops have to say about this?
Yeah, well, what was the guy doing in the first place?
You know, surprisingly, it does not say in the article what the guy was arrested for.
You know, there's
this glass.
There's a chance.
Dominic Glass.
There's a chance they may have cuffed him and put him in the back of that vehicle just to let him think about it for a second.
Yep.
Maybe they were going to let him go.
Because
I didn't hear the original charge.
And I don't see it in the article. What do you know, Junior?
One article I'm reading right now says it was following a fight.
Oh, he was in a little brawl, was he?
A little scuffle.
That happens on the beach during spring break.
Yeah, so you got to separate him, calm the situation down, give him a good talking to, mm-hmm. let him go.
Yeah. But instead, he's got bigger charges. Fleeing.
Mm-hmm.
The Clearwater Police Department put forward a guy that didn't want to have to do this, spokesperson Rob Shaw. He spoke with the TV news, WFLA, saying many on the internet were treating this video as a joke.
Well, come on.
Everybody thinks it's funny, he
well,
said.
Well, it is funny, it Rob. Is. I know you can't do that, but funny is funny. You know, you take that video and you put a little Benny Hill music behind
it. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Rob goes on to say, everybody thinks it's funny. Everybody thinks it's a joke. Well, this is not a joke.
Oh, I didn't say it was a joke. I said it was funny, Rob.
He goes on to say, I mean, these unruly people Look, out there are behaving in inappropriate ways
Rob,
on the beach, damn it.
Calm it down. You can't fight funny.
Yeah, it That's comes naturally.
That is a lesson that our president is learning today. You can't fight it.
Haney, he is a 78-year-old elderly man.
I understand what people will say officially.
Who has no
I will
business.
Also double down on the fact you cannot fight funny.
That's true. Look how they made fun of Gerald Ford. That guy fell down more than any. Although I will say the Biden one might top Gerald Ford's.
Gerald Ford was tumbling while walking down. When you fall down walking up multiple times.
He Ford fell down going down the stairs. There's also another clip of him, I think, stumbling going up.
Stumbling spectacularly three times going up. I don't think that's happened before.
No, that was a triple. And the first time I saw it, I said, the stumble number one. Oops, I did an oops for the president. Oops.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, oh. Third one, I'm going, oh no.
Oh, you're struggling now.
Oh, no. Getting back to the upset officer.
Then he tried to hop up there, give that quick salute.
Yeah, and jump real quick, make sure there was no blood on his shin.
he did.
I know. It's a 78-year-old man, people. Back to the Clearwater cop, Shaw.
Oh, the guy trying to fight
Shaw.
Funny.
Yeah. Everybody thinks it's funny. Everybody thinks it's a joke. This is not a joke. I mean, these are unruly people out there behaving in inappropriate ways on the beach. It's not about page clicks and page views and social media.
That's not what we were told.
This is about people violating the law and then flouting it.
Lighten up, Rob. Please,
he was not pleased at all. Oh, funny time, huh?
Yeah.
Funny, ha-ha. This is inappropriate behavior on the beach. Keep in mind, you think Fort Myers and Fort Myers Beach, since I've been here, the age of beachgoers has gone down. There are a lot of young people that utilize Fort Myers Beach. Clearwater Beach, aside from spring break, is where old people sit in their beach chairs, mm-hmm. and it's nice and quiet. And police department spokesman Rob Shaw knows this, and he ain't going to have it. He enjoys the beach, too, okay?
You've got to allow people, especially young people, to have an outlet. Where hopefully doesn't act that way 365 days a year.
Well, he ain't going to have it.
You got to be able to have some times where you can cut loose.
Do you have that Benny Hill music?
Of course I do.
Yeah, that's, I mean, yeah. But how you can't, it would strictly benefit us.
I know.
It's just we're in the radio business, Junior. Again, talk to your dad.
But you know what? It is just for our amusement.
It is.
But why not?
Well, come on. No.
See if it helps.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Here we go. Right here.
No, it does help. Can't you put something together and do that, or is that illegal?
There I don't we think go. I can.
You can't do that? Probably not.
I'd have to get permission.
Yeah, permission. We're going to take a break.
Well, there's something we've learned over the years, Junior.
Yeah, it's always better to get forgiveness than permission. We're going to be back.
Because if you're waiting for permission, nothing will ever happen.
It ain't coming. We've got traffic. Jeez. We got traffic, news headlines, 4 o'clock fluff for your emails.
You know, I saw it as soon as I said that. I saw it click in his eyes, and he's like, I want that.
Yep. By the way, one of the best emails we have ever gotten, I'll be reading on the show today, from a man who has served our country.
He doesn't call Junior a whiny little bitch, does he?
No. You know who he calls a whiny little bitch? This person, and I'll tell you about him. Great email. Chuck Yeager. We'll be back.
Well, see, the music continues to be appropriate.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Educational Services presents Nature Unlimited Film. Your dental hygiene, a lesson in cleanliness. Every morning when you wake up, you do many things to get your day started, like showering, eating a healthy, well-balanced breakfast, spanking your monkey, and brushing and flossing your teeth for better dental hygiene. This is Tommy. He has a cavity because he didn't brush and floss regularly. Now he must pay a visit to the dentist. Lazy little shit. The dentist must first clean all the plaque off Tommy's teeth. In order to make sure Tommy brushes from now on, the dentist makes this as painful as possible. Lots of blood, smell of burning flesh. The dentist uses many interesting tools and medicines when working on your mouth. This is called laughing gas, because it makes you feel funny. The dentist is breathing it in. He looks happy, doesn't he? He's giving some to Tommy's mother. She likes it too, taking their clothes off. I'll fill your cavity, baby, says the dentist.
Oh, you threaded the film wrong. Right at the good part.
You gotta leave that fan running.
Leah, yeah, you'll blow the bowl.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. It's Friday afternoon for a lot of you, about 50 minutes away from quitting time. Your weekend begins, and Stan and Haney are right here with you. We're going to get you updated on traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, and I got a great email. We got a few emails today, but there's one that I want to make sure I have time to read because it's very impactful, and I salute him. And plus, he'll get a stick pin, and another Stan and Haney listener is going to get a stick pin in the mailbag section. Let's get you updated on traffic first for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Just one thing on the board right now. It's in Fort Myers. A crash. The 6600 block of Crest Ridge Loop, right at Cypress Point. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Okay. An assistant district attorney is demoted for doing DoorDash deliveries during office hours.
Not fired, just demoted. Take a stripe.
Pepsi just announced its first new permanent flavor in 5 years.
What is it? What is it?
Wish I could tell you.
You will in less than an hour. Will you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably, unless I don't have time.
Right. Throw away.
You know, you never know.
You don't.
What's going through somebody's head?
No, you don't. Look, I'm looking over at Junior. I don't know what's going through his head.
What do I do, man? I'm just trying to stay out of the way today.
Right on.
This guy could have been at an office job like Junior,
mm-hmm.
or maybe he was just sitting on a patio drinking a beer.
Yeah.
And the thought occurred to him, you know how I could make a lot of money? I'll bet you I could make a lot of money if I defrauded hotels by pretending to book rooms for the Wu-Tang Clan.
What?
And we'll have the details.
Yeah. What?
And finally, you wonder if your life is going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
This might be a sign. It might be a sign.
Okay.
Police arrest the same man 3 times in 1 day, twice by the same officer.
Yeah, not good.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you.
You know, it's my policy, if you're arrested more than once a year...
Yes! Yeah, your headphones are so loud, when you turn your head, it starts to feed back.
I don't hear it.
Yeah, well, Junior and I can hear it.
Well, that's your problem.
Like to have some laughter around here without your headphones whistling.
They're whistling?
Yeah, they're feeding back a little bit, like somebody, like Grandpa that has his hearing aids too high.
Hey!
Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi, Mr. White Man.
Hi, Pocahontas. Hi. What a handful.
Oh, you got that right.
Today is a day I can be happy about.
Okay.
It is World Sleep Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. You love that.
That's my favorite thing.
Sure, I know it is.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
do's and don'ts for getting a good night's sleep.
Top do's and don'ts for getting a good night's sleep.
Enjoy a late night dinner that includes Taco Bell's black bean quesalupa. That's just me personally.
Yeah.
Do remember to close your blinds before you go to bed, unless you're my super hot neighbor. In that case...
It is mad.
Do invest in a pillow that's large enough...
Oh, yes.
...to smother your snoring spouse.
That was a good idea.
It always helps to enjoy a nice warm chamomile tea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And four shots of tequila.
It's like a party. Oh. I'll have a vodka martini, by the way.
Yeah. Partay.
We're going to partay.
All right, what fun.
Sounds like they're having a blast.
Don't look at your motel sheets with a black light before bedtime.
No, don't.
Is Don on the phone?
Stop waking up right before you and Dream Jennifer Lawrence are about to get it on.
Oh, sexy girlfriend!
And finally, the very top.
Yes.
Do and don't.
Yes.
For getting a good night's sleep. Right before bed... Be sure and clear your mind of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Except for one thing.
What?
That stupid Liberty Mutual jingle. Liberty, 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 liberty.
Ponderous, man.
Yeah,
ponderous.
Damn right.
Ponderous.
Elvis!
Don on the phone.
The building.
That's it, yes, baby.
Don.
Is Don on the phone?
Email. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
All right, we're going to start first with a stick pin. This is for our military friend, Nick, who's writing us from Fountain, Colorado. CO is Colorado, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fountain, Colorado, Junior. Stick pin, Fountain, Colorado. As he's really struggling.
Oh, hey. Hey, that's not nice.
This is a great letter. Ahoy, gentlemen. My name is Nick. I'm from Fountain, Colorado. Or I'm here in Fountain, Colorado. I am an active duty military member and have been for 13 years.
God bless you.
I was away on a mission for a few weeks, and I am now playing catch-up with your shows on the podcast. First off, I would like to say that the old clip you guys played regarding Chuck Yeager is gold. My son and I were in tears laughing in the car. Unfortunately, I then got to the show where the restaurant owner had emailed you guys in regards to Chuck the Schmuck's behavior regarding free meals.
That was abhorrent.
As a proud service member, this type of behavior makes my blood boil. When we are in basic training, we learn the Army values, one of which is selfless service, which is defined as a service that is performed without any expectation of result or reward for performing it. It is part of our core values in the Army. I guess General Schmuck Beggar was on a bathroom break for that. I myself am offered free things all the time as a service member.
and I respectfully decline every time. While it is greatly appreciated, I, as a proud American, would rather support the business and the American dream. If the person or business insists, I ask if I can pay it forward to another customer. Stating that the pride I have in my country and the support for the military from fine Americans such as themselves is all the gratitude I need. People like General Crash Test Dummy are what gives military members a bad name and embarrasses us and the uniform itself. A self-promoted general should have much more tact and class than that. Shame. Anywho, and he did say anywho, I'll step down from my soapbox. Thank you for all you guys do, your listeners and my fellow service members. Keep up the great work. Respectfully, Nick. P.S. Is there anywhere I can purchase a a Stan and Haney t-shirt or bobblehead? I'd love to show my support for you all as I travel all over the world.
Well, we got to make that happen.
Yep. We're going to make it happen, Nick.
And you know, Chuck Yeager going around expecting free meals. It's like a guy who's retired from the circus who's been shot out of a cannon.
Yep.
Demanding free meals.
Yes. Stickpin. Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Is that how it's pronounced?
I think so. Hendersonville, North Carolina. Stickpin Jr. in Hendersonville. It's on the East Coast.
And it's north of South Carolina.
Yeah. Just helping you along. This is from John and Tina. Ahoy, gentlemen. My wife and I are long-term listeners, and after 35 years living in Naples, we relocated to Hendersonville, North Carolina, a few years ago. We were both originally from the north and now made it halfway back, so the locals refer to us as halfbacks. We do love the mountains and the change of season. And we still enjoy listening to your show via the 96K Rock podcast. My wife and I just wanted to say keep up the good work and don't let up on Junior. No matter what. Signed, John and Tina.
He's a good boy. He just needs guidance.
Yeah. A lot of guidance. Hand-holding. A lot of hand-holding. I thought that stopped after the first 3 days or so.
Well, that's what you said.
Where did you say?
I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that. What?
Where did you say Hendersonville was?
North Carolina.
No, like what coast?
It's on the East Coast.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Versus West. Carolinas go up the coast.
Geographically, yeah.
Yeah, geographically.
Right. It's nowhere near there.
It's nowhere near the East. Yeah, that's in the mountain area. It's East Coast.
Yeah. Now compare that with San Diego, California.
West. If I said Nevada, I'd say the West. West Coast.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Why don't you shut up or I'll cut that microphone off.
Yeah, go ahead. Cut it off.
I'll cut it off.
Well, you know, listening, getting all sassy now that he knows what a dub is.
Yeah. Still couldn't figure out what a cart is.
Like a shopping cart? Did you say blah, blah, blah?
Blah, blah. This is Scott from Naples. Hey, guys. So I'm thinking about running for president in 2024, and right now I'm trying to formulate a good platform on which to do so. If you don't mind, I'd like to run it by you guys and see what you think. I first want to make sure that China is our best friend and most important ally, and do so with no expected reciprocation. Secondly, I want to make it clear that the borders are completely open, and then make sure that I backtrack on it ASAP. No harm done. And lastly, I'd like to go out of my way to pick a fight with Russia. Because why not? Of course, once all these policies fail, I'll just blame it on the guy in office before me. What do you guys think? This is a tried and true agenda that received a record number of votes, right? Anyway, love you guys.
Yeah, more votes than anybody in history.
Love you guys, Junior, too, and God help us. P.S. So if I remember correctly, it is Randy Bailey who not only is responsible for all of Junior's successes, but also for bringing Junior on to be the producer of this show. Has anyone really thought that this may be some well-orchestrated practical joke in order to disrupt the harmony of your show? Just kidding, Junior. Look at him. Yes, and you're right, Scott. He's getting jumpy. I thoroughly enjoy you, Junior, being a part of the Stan and Haney show. I would totally help you move this weekend, by the way, but unfortunately, I have to work. You should reach out to D-Train. I'm sure he may help. He's a good guy like that.
Have you thought about that?
I mean, I don't want him breaking a nail or anything. I don't know if he has a shoot this week.
I know he's got a big truck.
Mr. Hollywood.
He's really physically fit.
He doesn't want to scuff it.
You are something, man. You know what? You've been quiet today because...
Got a damn screw loose when it comes to D-Train.
Every little thing that floats out there, whether you don't know how to put a stick pin in a map, talking about your arch nemesis, D-Train.
Well, everyone wants to bring up Mr. Hollywood Hotshot, you know?
He is. He's very successful.
Yeah, good for him. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way most people think. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Oh, yeah, sure. Proud. Yeah.
Stick pin. Is this a town? Jacksboro, Indiana? Or is that a T? What's I-N? Is Indiana, right?
Yeah.
Let's see if that's a town. Jacksboro. Is it?
He blanked out.
You know, when I need you to talk, you don't.
No, his eyes just went blank. Because I don't know what he's
doing. I don't think it's a town, man.
All right.
Jacksboro? Why would you say that? Why don't you just look at the map?
Is there any town in... Is there any town in anywhere named Jacksboro?
Where's Indiana?
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
In the United States.
96K Rock.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. I need to correct myself before we took the break. I thought it was Jacksboro, Indiana. Small font on the text, and my eyes aren't good. It's Tennessee. And it wasn't Junior that found it. It was the texter that corrected it for me. Jacksboro, Tennessee. Stick pin. Did you put the stick pin in Jacksboro, Tennessee?
Yes, I did.
Okay, just making sure. Don't make those mistakes again. Jacksboro, Tennessee. Stick pin. Let's... And I promised him. He texted back. He said, can we get a shout out to the right state? Yeah, it was my bad. Thank you, texter, for correcting it. Let's get you updated on traffic. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. What? What's the matter?
Nothing.
We'll start in North Fort Myers. Traffic control. Littleton Road and North Cleveland Avenue. Also up by that area. Hit and run. 15,000 block. North Cleveland Avenue, right by the Sunbank of Southwest Florida. One more. You know what? I'm seeing this every day now because it's season. Hit and Run, Bonita Springs, 28,000 block of Captiva Shell Loop. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about, I don't know, 30 minutes or so, give or take. Always happy to take your phone calls, too. Ahoy.
hey.
Hey.
Ben?
Billy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Billy. We haven't heard from you in a while. Huh? Everything going good? I guess everybody on spring vacation right now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Still, you're going to school, though, now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. How you been, buddy? We haven't heard from you. You know, I'm always thinking about you. I want to make sure everything's all right.
I know I'm late, but I wanted to say happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Billy. And you know what? You know, I don't get a chance to see you. I just get your phone calls. You're going through a growth spurt right now. Your voice is starting to drop.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It's starting. It's starting, buddy. What can I do for you, Billy? It's good hearing from you.
Yeah.
How's the family? Is your mom treating you any better?
Well, she's ignoring me more, so I guess that's good.
You like new boyfriend, huh?
I can't keep track. I think this guy's a trucker, so...
He's a trucker?
Yeah, so I think they'll last longer because he's gone a lot.
Yeah, trucker. Is he a Teamster?
I don't know what that means.
He belongs to the union?
I don't get in his business. He doesn't get in mine.
Does he smoke?
Yeah, Reds.
You got some?
Yeah.
Careful with those. They're strong. All right? You to smoke two of those is like smoking half of one of your mom's.
Well, you know, you gave me some good advice a while back when you said it's all about timing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I can time it just right when they first head off to the bedroom.
Yeah.
Then I know they're probably, you know, drunk enough where they're not going to notice if I take a half a pack from each of them.
Sure, sure. Yeah, there you go. And, you know, swap them back and forth. See, bring the big rig right up to the house?
He did one time.
Oh.
Normally he just pulls up in a Hyundai.
Okay. But he did pull the, because if he's a trucker, did he give you a little tour of the sleeper cab?
He said he couldn't because his company doesn't allow people in there.
Right.
I think there was a sign that said ass, cash, or grass, nobody rides for free.
Sure, sure. And probably couldn't get up in there. What's going on, Billy? Why are you calling today? I mean, it's great hearing from you, but, you know, I want to make sure everything's good. And if you got something on your mind, I'd be glad to talk to you about it.
Well, I just wanted to say congratulations to you because I hope when I'm an old man like you that I still have kick-ass birthday parties like you have.
Okay, I was at a hibachi restaurant. Your mom or dad ever take you to one of those hibachi restaurants, watch the chef put on a little show?
No. I mean, she goes out to dinner all the time, but I don't.
No. So you've never been to a hibachi restaurant where, you know, a table next to you, all hell breaks loose?
No.
They start yelling
F
and S words?
All I know about a hibachi is that I have to build a triangle with the charcoals, and then you have to let it burn for a while,
yes.
And then you put a pack of hot dogs on it.
Yeah. A little pyramid of charcoal briquettes. Yep, that's how it's done. That's how it's done, Billy. You're learning a good little deal there. Not many kids know how to do that.
Yeah, and my teacher said that if we all behave, that on the 4th of July, we can have a hot dog.
Right, in your backyard?
Yeah, with one other person, I think.
That's awesome. That's awesome. We're all looking for it. That's our freedom date, 4th of July, where we can have a hot dog in the backyard. Is that why you called? Well, I know you called to wish me a happy birthday, and yeah, there was a kick-ass party for my birthday, except it wasn't at my table. It was a couple of, like, 6-7 chicks throwing a birthday party.
I must have misunderstood, because it sounded to me like you had, like, 8 hot drunk girls that all wanted a man to jump out of the cake.
One of the birthday girl did. She wanted a man to jump out of the cake and was looking around.
Well, why didn't you, like, jump out of the cave?
Because I'm with my wife, Billy. Women won't like that. If you got a girlfriend or a wife, and then you start flirting around with somebody like that and say, oh, I'll jump out of a cake and all that, that's not a good thing to do.
Oh.
You know?
So did you even think about it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely I thought about it. You know, you can't not think about it. But that's like, you know, if you're going steady with a girl at school right now and you start going around and flirting with another one of the girls, get her mad.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah. So what else is going on?
I don't mean to be rude, but is Junior there?
You're not being rude by asking if Junior's here. Yeah, he's here. You want to say hi to him?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Sure, let me see. Junior, it's Billy on the phone.
What's up, Billy? How you doing, buddy?
Put down the lighter, Billy.
Hey, bud.
What's going on, dude? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? What's up, dude?
I'm a little bit embarrassed.
Why? What's going on?
I thought maybe you could help me.
Yeah.
There's this guy, Rob.
Rob.
Yeah, and he goes to my school, and he lives in my neighborhood, and he's a little bit taller than me, just a little bit. He's a little bit faster than me. He's a little bit better at basketball than I am, and, you know, we kind of like the same girls, and I just feel like I'm getting further and further behind him. And, you know, I know a lot of people make fun of you because you're jealous of D-Train.
I'm not jealous of D-Train.
He's jealous.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
But he just thinks he's all high and mighty, you know, because he was in a TV show.
Yeah, like Rob, he thinks he's all high and mighty because he always gets picked first and he gets the hottest chicks.
Yeah,
well, Junior can identify with that, too, because people in his graduating class have gone on to business owners, district attorneys, all of that.
Yeah, rub it in.
Well, I guess what I'm wondering, Junior, is like, how do you kneecap D-Train? How do you bring him down a peg or two?
Words. Words. With words,
like what?
Bud.
Like what? Yeah, I want to know, like what?
Hollywood. I call him Hollywood a lot. Hotshot.
Doesn't that make him seem bigger?
No, it's supposed to make him feel insecure.
How's that? He is Hollywood. He is a movie extra. He is.
He owns his own business. I could see that if he hadn't, like, been in a movie, but he has.
He's been in a TV show. There's a difference between television and movies. He thinks that he's Hollywood hotshot coming in here from his table reads, thinking he's all cool.
So how do you kneecap him then?
I say, hey, Hollywood. I kind of poke fun at him. What up, dude?
Doesn't it make you feel small?
Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
Makes you never do that.
I'm trying to give Billy advice.
Billy, you never win that way.
So, I mean, it seems like the only way that you could get back at him is, like, if you were in a movie and not a TV show.
I mean, certainly can be.
That would you think you could do that, huh?
Oh, I definitely can do that. Like, without a doubt.
That would really show him.
Oh, yeah, I'd shove it right in his face.
So, like, when are you doing it?
I don't know. I'm going to, you know, do a couple auditions, see what's out there. put my feet in the water, so to speak.
Well, see, you've got such a simple solution. I don't know what to do about Rob.
Why, but that he runs faster, jumps higher, and does all that?
And just between us, I mean, the guy's legit cooler than I am. What do I do?
Yeah, how do you, Junior, you're closer to his age. How do you be cool?
Billy, have you ever caught him doing something compromising? You know, something that isn't allowed?
What are you talking about? Billy like, does
that. Has he ever broken the rules?
I've seen him, like, break up fights because he's bigger. And he says, hey, you guys, be cool, be cool.
Sounds like a great kid.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
I have an idea. You need to go and find your principal and tell him that Rob started the fight. And that he instigated it. And that it happened because of him.
I don't think they believe that. He's got a pretty good reputation.
You need to get people behind you. It needs to be a team effort. That's how you bring them down.
I'm thinking that maybe what I should do is, like, I like your idea about going to the principal.
No, you're going to get your ass kicked.
No, you won't.
I like sports, and I'm a Dolphins fan, and I keep hoping that they're going to sign Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And then Deshaun Watson got in all this trouble because all these ladies say that he touched them. So maybe I could tell the principal that Rob did something to me in the bathroom, and that would make him the homo, not me, right?
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Well, right, make him the homo?
Yeah.
I mean, how far should I take it?
I mean, that's pretty damn far, but I'll leave that up to you. Like, you
Billy,
just use
you
your
know,
best judgment.
Do you know what Deshaun Watson's accused of? Do you understand any of that? You're like 12. Do you understand anything when you see that Deshaun Watson is in the news? Do you understand any of that?
Well,
why are you asking about this stuff? You shouldn't know about this stuff.
Because he got in a lot of trouble, and there's like 9 ladies that are saying that he touched them or he made them touch him, like a terrible thing to me.
He was at a massage parlor.
He's an athlete. I mean, Tom Brady has to have a massage every 5 minutes or he'll fall apart.
Yeah, but he's not going after the masseuse.
Tom Brady in trouble?
He's not going after the masseuse. He's married. He's got a model wife. You ever seen pictures of his wife?
Oh, yeah. She's smoking.
You're darn right.
So why doesn't Deshaun Watson get a wife like that? He could afford it.
He could. Do you want him on the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Okay. Then it doesn't matter. Somehow, if he's... yeah. Pretty excited about that. You darn right.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't matter that he's going into massage parlors and taking it a step too far.
I don't give a rat's ass. I just want him in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the kid that you're dealing with, why don't you go up to him because he sounds like a friendly guy and ask him, instead of doing what Junior does, degrade himself, you go and ask him how he can get you started in basketball and show me how to jump higher. And then you go and hang out with him a little bit. Then you become Mr. Cool in the house.
That's a much better idea.
Yes,
and he'd probably do it because he's
would
a nice
do it.
Guy.
You ask, you know what? You tell him, I don't do a lot of stuff. I sit in my room most of the time. My mom's yelling at me. Can I hang out a little bit with you and show me how to shoot a basketball properly? Can you show me the right way to run? You know, can you show me how to the right sneaker I need and all that stuff?
Oh, he'd totally do it. I mean, he's
There you
really
go.
Really cool to everybody.
Don't you understand why Junior has such a conflict with D-Train? Because he teases him and calls him Mr. Hollywood and all this stuff, but D-Train's doing it and Junior's not. So basically it just degrades Junior. You don't want that. You don't want to grow up like that.
Well, now I'm confused. So what do I do, Junior? Do I make him my friend or do I tell the principal he touched me?
Billy, take him down.
Take him down hard. Don't do it, Billy. Be his friend.
I'd rather be his friend, Junior.
Yeah.
Mistake.
Maybe you, Junior, should be D-Train's friend.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and hang out with us.
Why won't you be friends with him?
Because I'm better.
So you're admitting that you're not, you don't want to be friends. I thought you told me you had nothing against him.
No, I'm good.
He's confusing me, Billy.
What do you mean you're good?
I'm good. I don't want to be his friend. He thinks he's better than me. He's
like
not better
whiny,
than me.
You sound like a whiny little bitch, like everybody says.
Oh, shut up, kid.
He's got you pegged. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
We have a flat tire.
How do I tie a bow tie again?
What's the fastest way to Hartford Hospital?
Tell my wife I'm going to be 30 minutes late.
Tell my husband I'm not surprised.
Tell my wife if she has a problem with my work schedule, she's more than welcome to get a job of her own.
Tell my husband that I do just as much work as he does.
Tell my wife that if watching Ellen is a job, she should get a promotion.
Message from your husband. I appreciate you.
Bull. What did he actually say?
Please don't drag me into this.
Siri, call my husband.
Siri, ignore the call from my... wife.
Tell my husband that he said he'd respect my choice to stay at home with our child.
Tell my wife I would, but she can't even get around to washing his overalls.
Did you want me to search for flower shops nearby?
Tell my husband that at least when I sit on the washing machine, I
send my wife this picture and ask her if the washing machine is
the only thing you've been sitting on lately. Oh dear.
Ask my husband what he means by that.
Tell my wife I think she knows.
Hey, look, I googled anger management techniques.
Tell my husband to think very carefully before he says whatever he's about to say.
Ask my wife if she's f***ing Jim McPherson.
Tell my husband how dare he.
Tell my wife that's not an answer.
Is this my fault?
Tell my husband that I will not answer that.
Ask my wife if she's f***ing Jim McPherson.
Searching for a place to hide.
Tell my husband he wishes it was just Jim McPherson.
I don't want to.
Tell him.
Please don't make me.
Do it!
Send my wife directions to hell!
Say goodbye to the most amazing iPhone yet.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. For a lot of you, it's the drive home. The weekend has begun. You know, I personally feel good that I set Billy straight and not to go down the junior gutter.
You know, as I was listening to that, I was picturing you as the angel on one shoulder and Junior as the devil on the other.
Want to bring like a little 12-year-old kid to your level where I'm trying to tell him if he just friends up with him.
That was twisted, Junior.
That was so sick talking to a 12-year-old like that about kneecapping him.
He needs to bring that Rob kid down.
So
that's so
even if Rob is willing to lift him up, he can't accept that.
No. No.
But you can't trust that.
Drop him.
Yeah. Let him be as miserable as you.
Yes.
You bring him down to your level.
Exactly.
Ah, I see.
See how he likes it.
Yeah. Let him get a little taste of how it is down here. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Oh, God.
Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. We're busy. Let's start in North Fort Myers. Crash, Hancock Bridge Parkway and North Cleveland Avenue. Fort Myers, North Fort Myers, crash. 16,000 block of North Cleveland Avenue. Fort Myers, hit and run. 4,900 block of South Cleveland Avenue, right by the Trader Joe's. In Estero, disabled vehicle via Coconut Point and Williams Road. And one more for you. It's Fort Myers Beach, a crash. 1,100 block of Estero Boulevard, right by the Fort Myers Beach Community Outreach Center. Where I'm sure Junior was thinking about maybe going there to the Outreach Center. And you're up to date. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, March 19th.
Double M, double X, I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
This is spooky, and I've never heard of this before. There have been precisely three players in Major League Baseball with the first name Aurelio. All three were killed in car accidents.
What?
Aurelio Montegudo died in 1990, car accident. Followed by Aurelio Lopez in 1992, and Aurelio Rodriguez in 2000.
That is spooky. Aurelio, stay out of baseball.
Or change your name.
Yep. Yep.
One of the greatest rivalries in sports, the Washington Generals and the Harlem Globetrotters.
You see, I'm going to, and I got to put a little footnote to this. When Haney and I were growing up, the Globetrotters, they were on TV a lot, and their traveling team, the team that they always took on, was the Washington Generals. Today, when you see the Globetrotters play, they'll have a traveling team with them. They're not the Generals anymore. And a lot of times the Globetrotters will take on college teams. And when we were kids with Meadowlark and Curly and Geese Osby, it was the Washington Generals.
And they were not kind to the Washington Generals.
No, they were not. The Washington Generals were all about fundamentals, not this showboating.
Yeah, they really looked down on the on all of the show offs and all that, and they were about good, solid, fundamental basketball,
the basics.
They lost to the Harlem Globetrotters 2,495 times in a row. Before the Washington Generals, quite by accident, defeated the Globetrotters on January 5th, 1971.
That was probably one of the last times they did that, too.
Indeed.
Meadowlark Lemon, because they had this so choreographed so well, Meadowlark Lemon, guest on this show, used to go and they used to let the generals catch up. They'd go and do the bucket of confetti and all that stuff. Meanwhile, the generals are scoring baskets and they're catching up. A lot of the good finales of a Globetrotter basketball game with the generals was to have the score tied, and Meadowlark used to go from half court and do a hook, just a hook shot, and 9 times out of 10, he'd make it. And I'm willing to bet that one time he might have missed. But he used to, and the way, well, what if he, that's a pretty high percentage shot. What, you know, he's going to miss it. Yes, he did miss it sometimes. And that's when the fat referee would blow the whistle that the generals were doing something and Meadowlark could have another shot at it. And eventually he'd make it win the game.
But the key was the fat referee.
Watch the footage. You had one guy that was running all, and then you had one fat referee. Because he was the one that would yell at the generals when, or the Globetrotters, when like a general was taking a free throw and Geese Osby would pull his shorts down or pull his socks down. And it would be the fat ref.
Yeah. That's what we used to call clowning.
Yes.
You know, we know many things about Japan.
Yes, that the hand is as sharp as an heirloom tomato. Hi.
But you'll want to make sure that you have the finest cutlery.
Yes.
When you order a Domino's or Pizza Hut pizza pie, because that is considered a luxury item in Japan.
Really?
A large pizza. What do you pay for a large pizza? Just your basic pizza.
$12.99.
But you'd pay $12.99 here?
Maybe $8.99 if it's a special.
They pay $35 for the same thing.
$35 for a pizza?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Boy, I miss the 80s.
Well, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Well, it just seems like we had our head on straight in the 80s, you know,
sure
when Reagan
did.
Was president.
We
kicked everybody's ass.
Yep. And,
well, the Transformers cartoon, circa 1980s, once featured a fictional Middle Eastern city in the cartoon.
Okay.
The name of that city?
What?
Carbamia. The Transformers, at that time, also employed Casey Kasem as a voice actor, and he quit over that because of his Lebanese heritage.
Is Don on the phone?
Is Don on the phone?
Carbamia.
Boy, this is f-ing ponderous, man. Ponderous.
Right there
yeah.
gives you an idea of the difference between the 80s and now.
Yep, you're right.
You know, this is something that I'm sure an Eagle Scout like Junior already knows.
What?
You can get a pretty accurate estimate of the temperature in Fahrenheit by counting how many times a cricket chirps in 14 seconds.
Do you know anything about this before he tells you how it's done? You ever when you were?
I remember hearing some about it.
Yeah,
yeah. You got a badge for it. You should.
What, a cricket badge?
Yep.
You probably got a cricket badge.
Yeah, probably.
So once you have that number, the number being how many times a cricket chirps in 14 seconds, add 40 to that number, and it should be pretty accurate. Within a couple of degrees of what the temperature is.
You didn't know that, Eagle Scout, did you?
He did. He forgot it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Junior didn't forget it. Nugget forgot it.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
She's still down here?
What?
Look at that. Threw him.
Is she still down here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she is. We're not talking.
What did you do?
No, she called me a little bitch. So I'm not
everybody
talking.
Does.
Everyone calls me a little bitch.
Yep.
I walk down the street. Hey, bitch.
I'm sorry to hear that, Junior.
We got to take a break.
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, Pepsi just announced that they're going to release a brand new flavor for the first time in 5 years.
Been waiting for this since the headlines.
To be clear, this isn't a limited time promotional thing. It is going on sale permanently.
What is it?
Well, you got to wonder what flavor was good enough for that kind of commitment.
Can I take a guess?
Go ahead.
Orange?
No.
No. I don't know then.
Pepsi Mango.
Oh, come on. When was that sampled?
It'll be everywhere because that's the way they want it.
You know, because Pepsi made a deal with Big Mango. You know, another big conglomerate.
You know, boss, I know it's not your first choice, but I can get you a bunch of mango cheap. Yep.
Let's work on that. Let's work on that, Johnson.
Johnson. That was like the first commercial I ever did here.
I know. You got a Kleenex over there I can borrow?
Of course I do.
I got what they call a little flaker in the nose, and I feel it flapping around. Thank you, buddy. Can you see anything, Junior? Can you see it there?
Yeah, it's dangling.
Is it?
Yeah.
Like a spider.
Yeah. Got it. Got it. Thanks, guys.
Now, I mentioned during the headlines, when I hear about things like this, they came from somewhere. I don't know if the guy was daydreaming at work or, you know, sitting on a balcony having a cold beer, trying to think up ways to make money. A Florida man was in federal court this week after admitting he scammed a bunch of hotels out of thousands of dollars. How did he accomplish this?
How?
By pretending to be a part of the Wu-Tang Clan. Because even hotels know you don't mess with the Wu-Tang Clan.
They're for the children.
For several weeks, 29-year-old Aaron Barnes-Burpo and an a-hole buddy booked rooms and services at a bunch of hotels in Georgia, claiming they were with the Wu-Tang Clan and also affiliated with Jay-Z.
I believe it.
They received thousands of dollars in discounts, lived like kings with limos and penthouse suites, and never paid. How did they get away with it?
How?
Stolen credit cards and fake info. It only went south after an enterprising young employee at a hotel in Augusta smelled BS and called somebody with Jay-Z's company. This week, a judge sentenced Aaron to 7 years in prison for wire fraud. He is also on the hook for every bit of the $300,000 in goods and services he never paid for.
Wow.
His a-hole buddy still waiting to be sentenced. Something tells me he might have a better deal.
Yeah. Did you watch this weekend's Family Guy with Peter and Chris going for the stealing the free continental breakfasts?
No.
Because they had a hotel card that they saved, and they worked their way up. They started at little budget motels with the continental breakfast till they finally got caught when they were at, the Sheratons.
that level of security.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill? You know, I shared this earlier as well, Stan. If you're arrested more than once annually, you might want to take a look at your life. 29-year-old Robert Raddick was pulled over in beautiful Newburgh, New York.
Jeez.
At around 7:55 a.m. Sunday last week. I'd imagine he was probably on his way to church.
Yep.
He was driving with a suspended license and a bag of crack, so he was arrested. And being Newburgh, New York, that's not all that unusual. So he got a ticket, basically. Mm. Court summons. Then at 2:30 p.m.
Yeah.
That same officer pulled over a completely different car. However, Robert was behind the wheel of that one, too. And he still had his bag of crack on him. But by now, he'd added some heroin.
Right on.
So he was arrested again and basically given another ticket. Finally, at 5:45 p.m., he was pulled over again by a different officer. Now, keep in mind, his first arrest was at 7:55,
mm-hmm.
then again at 2:30. By 5:45, evidently he'd accomplished what he set out to do, because this time when he was pulled over, the officer determined he was under the influence. So he was arrested again and received yet another stern ticket.
Another ticket.
Yep. He is expected to be in court next month to face all the charges.
Don't count on it.
That he managed to receive during three arrests in one day.
Yep, but not once brought into jail.
No.
Because it's up in New York.
Well, it's in Newburgh, New York. If they, you know, they wouldn't have any room if they put people in jail for that.
I'd trust him. He'll be there for his court date, right?
Yeah. And, you know, they save that for political people. They need to stay there. And that's the news for today, Friday, March 19th.
Double M, double X, I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
You know, I think, you know, some people think the three strikes laws are too harsh, but if it's in one day, can't we make an exception?
Yeah, exception.
I mean, the guy's begging to be thrown in jail, and they won't do it.
Throw away the key.
He's expected to be in court to answer.
Right. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family... Every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your week with us. Greatly appreciated. I'd like to say Al Beck's coming up, but he's on vacation this week.
Again?
Again. I don't know what his deal is. I don't know what kind of deal he cracked.
I don't know.
But he takes a lot of time off.
I got a good mind to take a week off myself.
Yeah. You know what? They keep this up. I'm going to take a week off. Maybe. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Final look brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Just one thing on the board, and it's, you know, I'm seeing a lot of this, too. A lot of things happening accident-wise on Fort Myers Beach. Well, of course, the spring break down there. Remember, D-Train used to have the colleges for us that were down there right now, whether it was Ball State or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the week that, so we could say hi to them and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, had a whole list.
Yeah.
Updated daily.
Yeah.
Cool guy.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Fort Myers Beach, crash, 2500 block of Estero Boulevard, and you are up to date.
Guess who's got a brand new album out today?
Who?
An old friend of ours named H.C.J. Harry Connick Jr.
Oh, all right.
I want to tell you about that old-time religion. Let's go. Yes. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. It was good for our mothers. It was good for our mothers.
Doing it old Dixieland style.
It was good for our mothers. And it's good enough for me. Makes me love
everybody.
Makes me love
everybody.
Makes me love everybody, and it's good enough for me. It has saved our fathers,
saved
our fathers. It has saved our fathers, and it's good enough for me. And it's gonna do
when I die.
Do 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 do. It will do when I'm dying, and it's good enough for me.
Seems 5 o'clock hour, they just vent
yeah.
The textures. Get it all off their chest about Junior. I'm sorry. Keep in mind, I don't want to discourage the textures. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry that I laugh.
You're not sorry.
I mean, I shouldn't be laughing and looking forward to the next one.
You'd like to discourage it.
I'd like to, but I can't.
Sing it.
We'll take us all.
Yeah!
It will take us all to heaven. It's gonna take us all to heaven. And it's good enough for me.
Sure
is. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. And it's good enough for me.
Come on. Come on now.
One of the original toe tappers.
Let's laugh a little bit. Thank you for that, Haney.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I really didn't know if I wanted to do a monologue, and I called my girlfriend. Actually, well, it's my ex-girlfriend. We broke up because we were having huge arguments over who was the most disappointed. And We were just approaching that stage where we were comfortable around each other in the relationship. You know that place where you start to be yourself and she would blow her nose and it made that honking sound, which just, it grosses you out. And I got used to the noise. It's when the geese hit the window that I said, you know, I can't take this anymore. So I got out of it. Pretty girl, actually. She was a stewardess for Federal Express. So we go out on a date, you know, and we go dancing. Now, you should know, I'm sure just by looking at me, you can tell I'm a great dancer. So the truth is when I go to a disco or something, I actually picture the video of that song and dance like they do in the video, which means, you know, I got to carry smoke bombs. I got, you know, I take a wind machine. It's a whole thing. But I don't want you to think that I haven't been dating. In fact, just a few weeks ago, I made love to a woman for an hour and 15 minutes. And, well, thank you. It was on the day you push the clocks ahead, but that still counts.
The great Gary Shandling. Have yourselves a great weekend. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey.
Ben?
Billy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Billy. We haven't heard from you in a while. Everything going good? I guess everybody on spring vacation right now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't mean to be rude, but is Junior there?
That's, you're not being rude by asking if Junior's here. Yeah, he's here. You want to say hi to him?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Sure. Let me see. Junior, it's Billy on the phone.
What's up, Billy? How you doing, buddy?
Put down the lighter, Billy.
Hey, bud.
What's going on, dude? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? What's up, dude?
I'm a little bit embarrassed.
Why? What's going on?
I thought maybe you could help me.
Yeah.
There's this guy, Rob, and he goes to my school, and he lives in my neighborhood, and he's a little bit taller than me. Just a little bit. He's a little bit faster than me. He's a little bit better at basketball than I am. And, you know, we kind of like the same girls. And I just feel like I'm getting further and further behind him. And, you know, I know a lot of people make fun of you because you're jealous of D-Train.
I'm not jealous of D-Train.
He's jealous.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
But he just thinks he's all high and mighty, you know, because he was in a TV show.
Yeah, like Rob, he thinks he's all high and mighty because he always gets picked first and he gets the hottest chicks.
Yeah,
well, Junior can identify with that, too, because people in his graduating class have gone on to business owners, district attorneys, all of that.
Yeah, rub it in.
Well, I guess what I'm wondering, Junior, is, like, how do you kneecap D-Train? How do you bring him down a peg or two?
Words. Words. With words,
like what?
Bud.
Like what? Yeah, I want to know, like what?
Hollywood? I call him Hollywood a lot. Hot
but
shot?
Doesn't that make him seem bigger?
No, it's supposed to make him feel insecure.
How's that? He is Hollywood. He is a movie extra. He is.
Yeah.
He owns his own business.
I could see that if he hadn't, like, been in a movie, but he has.
He's been in a TV show. There's a difference between television and movies. He thinks that he's Hollywood hotshot coming in here from his table reads. Thinking he's all cool.
So how do you kneecap him then?
I say, hey, Hollywood. I kind of poke fun at him. What up, dude?
Doesn't it make you feel small?
Don't do that to me.
Makes you never do that.
I'm trying to give Billy advice.
Billy, you never win that way.
So, I mean, it seems like the only way that you could get back at him is, like, if you were in a movie and not a TV show.
I mean, I most certainly can be.
That would, you think you could do that, huh?
Oh, I definitely can do that.
That would really show him.
Oh, yeah, I'd shove it right in his face.
Like, when are you doing it?
I don't know. I'm going to, you know, do a couple auditions, see what's out there. put my feet in the water, so to speak.
Well, see, you've got such a simple solution. I don't know what to do about Rob.
Why, but that he runs faster, jumps higher, and does all that?
And just between us, I mean, the guy's legit cooler than I am. What do I do?
Yeah, how do you, Junior, you're closer to his age. How do you be cool?
Billy, have you ever caught him doing something compromising? You know, something that isn't allowed?
What are you talking about? Billy, like, does
has compromise. He ever, has, yeah, has he ever I've broken seen, the rules?
I've seen him, like, break up fights because he's bigger. And he says, hey, you guys, be cool, be cool.
Sounds like a great kid.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
I have an idea. You need to go and find your principal and tell him that Rob started the fight and that he instigated it and that it happened because of him.
I don't think they believe that. He's got a pretty good reputation.
You need to get people behind you. It needs to be a team effort.
I'm thinking that maybe what I should do is, like, I like your idea about going to the principal. Should
no, you
I
don't.
Say,
no, you're going to get your ass kicked.
No, you won't.
I like sports, and I'm a Dolphins fan, and I keep hoping that they're going to sign Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And then Deshaun Watson got in all this trouble because all these ladies say that he touched them. So maybe I could tell the principal that Rob did something to me in the bathroom, and that would make him the homo, not me, right?
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Well, right, make him the homo?
Yeah.
I mean, how far should I take it?
I mean, that's pretty damn far, but I'll leave that up to you.
You sound like a whiny little bitch, like everybody says.
Oh, shut up, kid.
He's got you pegged.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.